Hey, what's up, guys? Malcolm Stewart. You're listening to an MX Vice post-race podcast presented by Seven.
Antonio Caroli, GP of Lombardia. I guess as far as home GPs go, that's pretty perfect. You battled hard, won, and extended your points lead.
Yes, it's very, very tough GP because it's in Italy, first of all, and a lot of expectation for the fans all the week. So a lot of media events and a lot of sponsors coming to the race, and difficult to focus on the race, but we managed to have a good weekend, almost perfect weekend. So we are really, really happy about that, and we extend the points lead. So now we start looking a little bit to the championship, and we will see. You know, it's very, very long to go still, but we are on the good way.
You say you're now going to start looking to the championship. What does that mean exactly? Does that mean you start to settle down, not engage in battles like you did with Herlings today?
Yeah, you know, for sure it's going to be a little bit carefully some places because, you know, they have nothing to lose and I have a lot to lose so, from now on. So, you know I can battle for the lead, for the win, but sometimes you need to settle down and think about the longer picture, the bigger picture, you know, the championship. So I focused on my opponents, which are second and third in the championship. So we keep an eye on them, and the rest, you know, if they have something, they can win races. You know, from now on, we trust. If we have the possibility, for sure we're gonna win, like we had today. Otherwise, the podium is always a good idea, a good chance.
Does it make you more comfortable knowing that the people behind you in a championship, Dessau and Paulin, obviously you've raced them in a championship before and beaten them, so you kind of know what to expect?
You know, it's every season is different, and you know, today was very, very good race for me for the championship, and on this soil, I expect a little bit more from Paulin. You know, he's also a really good sand rider, and he didn't have the best race, his best race. We know that Dessau is struggling a little bit on this kind of soil, but he won the last two GPs, so he's still for sure a good contender for the title.
That first moto battle with Herlings was pretty intense. Obviously, he was all over you, and then there was one point where you blocked past him, and with around a quarter of a race to go, you just dropped your lap times and left him. Did you always know you had that speed in the tank?
Yeah, you know, my condition is very good at the moment. We work a lot with the bike, and I feel really comfortable with riding in this kind of track, you know, very technical and very bumpy. And also today was very hot, the weather, yesterday more than today. And I know that Jeffrey is one of the best sand rider, you know, that there is. So we try to stay with him with his speed, and we it works. You know, I can could push a little bit more than him on some part of the race. He could push a little bit more in some other parts. So it was a great battle.
And in the second moto, when he passed you, I guess it was the same thing. You didn't really panic because you knew towards the end of the race you'd be stronger and you had the speed in the tank again.
Yeah, you know, I have some experience. I know how to handle this kind of situation. So I really enjoyed the race. For the public, it was also very good. You know, but you know, it's strange, you know, to battle with your teammate. It could be an easier race, you know, if he was not there. But this is motocross, and it's very nice that he was there, because for the public was amazing, and also for myself was very good. Was very good to prove myself, you know, that I can ride also very fast if I want, you know, for the GP win. Sometimes it's not necessary, like I said before, not taking risk when it's not necessary.
I guess it's important to make a statement as well, because everyone's been talking about Herlings lately because he's been coming on, winning races. So for you to battle with him, drop him and win convincingly, you've kind of reminded everyone why you're leading the championship.
For sure, Jeffrey is a big talent. He's a very fast rider, you know. But you know, the MXGP class is a different class. You know, it's not MX2 class where he was dominating. You know, MXGP is a different class. You have to fight harder, and the bikes are stronger. And if you don't respect the bike, it can throw you away. You know, and the injury is always around the corner. So a lot of things you need to see before you just open the throttle. So it's a kind of interested to see that for sure he will grow. You know, it's just the first year on the MX GP class, so he will be better and better. But you know, he's already on a top level, because he's very on his best age, you know. And his today was a track for him that was very good, because he's, you know, on the sand normally everybody knows he's very good. So was good, you know, that we could beat him on this kind of soil.
And finally, obviously you've done a ton of Italian GPs over the years. Where do you sort of rank this one with the track, atmosphere, facilities?
I think this is one of the best for sure, because you know, the parking, everything is nice. You know, the fans can see from the track, they can see most of the track, you know, because it's very high, it's like a stadium, you know. Was nice, but also I like to have a new venue every time, because it makes new people also coming to watch the race, so this is good for the fans.
It's kind of similar to Mantova but better, right?
Yeah, it's kind of similar to Mantova, but it's more sandy and more tough track. It's a little bit similar to, you know, what we are used to see normally only in Belgium or in Holland, so I like it, you know. I like sand, everybody knows, so when the track gets very rough, I can do my best, you know. It's different track than Arco for sure, which was another good Italian GP for me, but, you know, completely different situation.